Guy Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. Chief complaint, my blood pressure is elevated, number one. Number two, low back pain. Number three, leg pain. Number four, arm pain. Our patient is a 64-year-old gentleman with history of low back pain. Patient's back pain has been worse and has had some right leg pain. Period. New paragraph. His blood pressure yesterday was quite elevated, 160 over 101. Today it's 180 over 93. Taking his medication, which includes irbesartan 312.5 and metoprolol 50 milligram total a day. Period. New paragraph. He's had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, usual convulsion. Period. New paragraph. Patient's previous lab work showed a fatty liver. And has not had any episodes of abdominal pain, but has had some low back pain and some upper back pain as well, period. New paragraph, he hasn't had any recent CT of his abdomen, which needs to be done at this time because of the patient's current pain status, period. Family history, mom's okay, dad has kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Immunization, not having COVID vaccine. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He works for an oil company, does a lot of heavy lifting, allergy, penicillin, medical problems, hypertension, obesity, gouty arthritis, increased liver function test, tiredness, history of BPH, hypersomnolence, surgery, no recent surgery reported. Review of system as above, 180 over 93, 58, 18, 96%. 98.7, heart positive, 1.2, lungs, fuel, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, which is shows no rash. As far as low back pain is concerned, Flexeril 10 milligram PRN, not to take while he's working. Next number, meloxicam 50 milligram once a day for back pain. Next number, as far as his blood pressure is concerned. So, doc, what do we do for his blood pressure? His metoprolol was increased to 50 BID at this time. Next number, we did repeat his abdominal ultrasound. The abdominal ultrasound does show a small gallstones, which wasn't seen before, and has what looks like fatty liver. With family history of kidney cancer, there's no evidence of renal mass noted today. Next number, possible sleep apnea, maybe causing his low extremity edema from time to time, his tiredness. We'll check in for sleep apnea, could be contributing to his blood pressure as well. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number, check blood work. Next number, his blood sugar, last blood test was slightly elevated, but A1C was 5.2. We'll recheck that as well. Next number, he's gained 17 pounds since last visit. We talked about weight loss, activity level. Next number, reevaluate next week. Next number is check blood pressure at home. Next number is positive LFT, increased LFT related to most likely fatty liver. Next number, we'll call patient with the results of the blood work. Thank you. Next number, the rest of the ultrasound and echocardiogram had not changed from last year. Thank you.